This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Hoffman. Well, the news around the ethanol industry has been hopping the past few weeks and months. Whether it's the EPA finally getting Midwestern states the right to sell E15 year-round starting next year, or yet another E15 emergency waiver, or the discussions over sustainable aviation fuel, it's been an interesting time. And we get an update on what's going on with ethanol policy from Growth Energy CEO Emily Score next.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, weather conditions. Whew. At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
When I was out in Washington, D.C. for the NAFB Washington Watch event, I had a chance to talk with Emily Score of Growth Energy. We started off talking about the Midwestern states that finally, after the EPA took 600 days to make a 60-day decision, got the right to sell E15 year-round, but there's still more to get done, and Emily puts it into perspective.
Starting next summer, 8 states in the Midwest will have the ability, from that point forward in perpetuity, to sell E15, no questions asked, no hiccups, no hurdles. So that's fantastic. But that only covers about 14-15% of the total U.S. fuel marketplace. So we need a solution that allows drivers in all 50 states to be able to fuel up on E15. We've got 3 bills in Congress. The most recent bill introduced is a compromise bill, so we ultimately do need a federal fix. But it's exciting to see that these, and you know, my thanks to these Midwestern governors, because the governors said, EPA, we're going to opt out of your program. It doesn't work for my state. It doesn't work for my economy. So good news on that front, but we still need that federal fix.
Score also talked about the emergency waiver for 2024 for E15 sales, but the fact that momentum for a year-round solution could be waning.
So the good news is, and again, thanks to our champions for pressing the Biden administration, they did issue a waiver that allows E15 to be sold this summer in all 50 states. So that's good news. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the supply chain was anticipating this waiver, so we should have minimal disruption. Right. I think consumers will be able to fill up on E15, no problem from this point through the summer. But again, that waiver just applies to the summer. We do need that federal legislative fix. That's the next step. So good news, we're covered for the next 12 months. And then we've got to make sure that we have a solution in place for summer 2025.
What kind of odds are we getting right now on some of these bills?
Well, it's frustrating. I feel like we've lost a little momentum, actually. Mm-hmm. You've got a few senators, Senator Carper of Delaware, who is the chairman of the committee, and he needs to work with his colleagues and have a hearing for this bill and move it forward. You've got a lot of consensus. The vast majority of the fuel supply chain supports this legislative piece. We've just got to get it done. You've got a few people who are dug in and have the ear of particular senators to be able to hold them in their support. But we need bipartisan collaboration, and we need Democrats to talk to their colleagues to get this bill moving.
We also touched on sustainable aviation fuel and the fact that the United States has a long way to go before they're going to be able to produce any with ethanol.
If we are not allowed to participate in the marketplace, then you're going to be using feedstock from Brazilian sugarcane ethanol or used cooking oil that's going to be imported from China. We have the ability to do this, but we need clarity and certainty, because these are hundreds of millions of dollars of investments that we're talking about. And the industry is poised. They're ready to do it.
We have more on this discussion at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Hoffman.